Good morning.
Good morning.
We are continuing to talk about Simcha. And if you look at the Arch HaTzadikim, the Arch HaTzadikim brings many sha'arim, many gates. And a lot of the gates, the one gate to the next gate, seem to be opposite character traits or opposite midos to work on. And following the mida, the shar simcha, comes shar daiga, daoga, to worry. And I was thinking, why? What's the connection between simcha, happiness, and worrying? And I think that most people, if you'd ask them what would be the opposite of simcha, what would come to mind is that they'd be sad. They'd be maybe you could call it disappointed, sad. It could be the Arch HaTzadikim is pointing out that something I mentioned in simcha when we're speaking in Arizona. We said there's a difference between simcha and sasa, and there's a difference between a person being happy because there's something that creates a certain, I'm going to say, temporary happiness versus being content. Versus a person being happy with really feeling satiated and feeling like productive and really feeling good about themselves. And the simcha over here that we're referring to is simcha that a person feels content. And a person feels content, so then he's not going to be worried. A person who feels content with his life, he's not worried about what's going to be tomorrow. He's not worried about what's going to be in the future because he knows he's doing the right thing. He's fulfilled. How does a person get to this simcha, this level of simcha? As we hear on Thursdays from Reb Eli Braun, bitachin. Arch HaTzadikim brings down that if a person works on bitachin, so then if a person realizes that at the end of the day he's being taken care of, and everything is being done for him, and as long as he puts in his hishtadlus, everything works out, so then a person will be b'simcha, because he realizes that what's going to make him happy, what's going to make him fulfilled, is not necessarily what's considered out there in the world what brings happiness. The way a person will feel fulfilled, the way a person will feel content and be b'simcha, is because he feels happy with his lot. Ezer u'oshir ha'samech b'chelkoi. Somebody that realizes his lot is meant for him, he will feel fulfilled. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeichet to reach this level.